We are made as the refuse of this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the feast of Saint Nicholas of Tolentino, and he was one of God's saints who lived in the 13th century. His parents were of poor in the sight of the world, that is, his parents did not have many possession or lots of money, but they were enormously rich in virtue, and that they practiced their religion faithfully. And Saint Nicholas was the fruit of their prayers, because for the long time they could not have a child of their own. But then they made a pilgrimage to the shrine of Saint Nicholas of Bari, whose feast we will have in December 6th. And these pious parents pleaded Saint Nicholas of Bari to intercede for them, that they also would have a child who would faithfully serve God on this earth. And they did have a son, and in honor of his patron, they named him Nicholas. So in his childhood, Nicholas spent whole hours together at his prayers, and his eagerness to prayer, to talk with God and to love God, caused admiration and charmed all who saw him. Nicholas also had a great love for the poor, and he used to bring to his home those poor people he met in order that he could divide with them whatever little he had of his own. And even as a child, he started to fast 3 days a week, namely on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. But his greatest pleasure was not playing outside with other kids, but doing devotions and reading good books. His good parents, who were so grateful to God for this wonderful little boy, did their best to provide him the best possible education, and he proved himself to be a great and obedient student. He was 18 years when he joined the order called Augustinians, and there he became loved by everyone because of his humility and because he was always at the service of everyone who had a job to be done. Dear children, Saint Nicholas of Tolentino was truly a precious child and dear to his parents, whom they had so long wished for and prayed. And it shows what happiness a child will bring to his parents. Unfortunately, in our world where we live today, many married couples make a conscious decision not to have children. Many times the ground for it is that raising children is too much work, and incredible as it sounds, many even say that it costs too much to have a child. Children, have you thought ever how much you cost? What is the price tag attached to you? Of course, it's true that it costs a lot to clothe you, to feed you, and to educate you. But children, those are the least of all the cost you take. You also cost lots of fatigue and watching by your parents and teachers. You cost much worry from the part of your mother and enormous work from the part of your father. You also cost a huge amount of prayers, fears, sermons, warnings, patience, and correction. and you caused a mountain of love and sorrows. But over and above all, you caused the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And in this church, you see the sacrifice of the cross every day. And that Mass and our Jesus has paid fully the price of all the children and adults of the world by taking away their sins. Remember, children, no amount of money can ever bring you to heaven. But there is never too many children in the world to be led to Jesus. Saint Nicholas's parents, even though they were very poor, were first and foremost the servants of Jesus, and they were ready to sacrifice all their time, all their efforts, and all their small fortune in order to gain a new saint for Jesus. And also, it was a good bargain for them, because these pious parents knew that this child would give them best present there is in return. He would pray for them. So children, do not let a single day pass in your whole life without praying for your parents. That, children, is the best way of repaying to your parents all their love and work which they have done for you. Be good, obedient, and humble children to remember to give God, first of all, your thanksgiving of your life, and also every day to ask His blessings and protection to your own mother and father. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the